You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back. I am here today. We are going to do a fun little topic that has to do with everything that we've ever needed to talk about, and that is lace. Yes, we are going to go through all of the laces that there are on the market. I'm gonna tell you my verbiage, because I think it is a verbiage thing and what people call certain things, from manufacturers out. Like, I really don't... Okay, the problem. What I call HD film lace is not what someone else would call HD film lace, if you know what I'm saying. So, it's the... Who'd you get your wig lace from? You know, it's one of those. Everyone needs to know who gets my lace, where your lace comes from, all of this, all these things. So I am gonna go down what I like to go by, okay? So we have the Primo, okay? Primo TV, always use it, my go-to in the lace wig world, we'll just call it that, is it's called Ultra HD Lace, okay? So that is what I use for all of anything that's going to be on camera. So red carpets, it's super fine. When I tell you, as a wig maker, if any of you are wig makers, which I'm sure you are, you will not like yourself after you work with this lace. This lace is going to try you. It's going to be worse than the worst relationship you have ever had. But the problem is you're going to have to go back to it and finish it. Unlike with a relationship, you can just drop them. So just let you know, that is like the primo stuff, okay? So then what I like to use for my back, we have Swiss lace, okay? So that is another version of lace, so we need to. It's a little bit finer. It is great for stage, for filling the top part. You can use it as your front lace on your wigs, okay? So that's my go-to for everyday wig wearing, for the back of the wig, for the top of the wig, the sides of the wig, and for theater, I will use that for the front, okay? So I just wanna let you know that those are my front laces that I like to use. Okay, so as you know, I am a total wig fronter. I love to front a wig. We just got in a great shipment of new wigs from another manufacturer. I'm very excited about it. I'm still gonna test it out a little bit before I give out answers and numbers and who it is, but that is definitely it. So from there, we have, for like theater that I use opera lace, okay? So opera lace, if that is not available, I can use German lace. Extra fine Swiss lace, okay, is the next, like, so extra fine Swiss, Ultra HD lace are my two laces that I like to use, okay? And then they have, Korean lace, the base lace number two, Naturally lace, Vanessa. Ultra thin lace is coming out. It's kind of new on the market. People are getting it, like, are using it. So they do have an HD lace as well, which is great. To be honest, I'm like, no one sponsors me, okay? No one is giving me money for any of these reviews, okay? So it's a little shiny in my personal taste. So those are my lace choices. I love each of them separately for different things. So once again, as a wig maker, you need to know what your client needs, because they're going to come to you and they're going to be like, I want HD lace. Everyone wants HD lace. Baby, you know you can't take care of the wig you have on your head right now. You're giving that ripply, like, it looks like, who did it and ran at those laces? So that's why you need to educate them. I suggest, as a wig maker, you have all of the wig laces available that you want to use, okay? Not what I want to use. This has nothing to do with me. This is about you being an artist and being able to work. So make sure you find the products you love. You find the manufacturer that you like to work with because you know of their reputation. You need to find them so you can actually put your name on it. Remember, you're putting your name on all of this. So it goes down to my lace. I know that if I use my Ultra HD lace from my supplier, I know I will need 3 dots of glue on the side of the head, on each side, and we're good to go. All right? You just know. You know how, like, you know. You get your wig from your manufacturer, you know, whoever it may be. I know that a lot of people have different sources and all this, and we're trying to make it happen, but you know what you're getting. And that is the bigger problem I'm having in general with wigs and who it is and when it is. They just, the consistency is so off, guys. All right? I'm a wig hacker. I love to use pre-made wigs for the backs of my wigs. I love it. All right? I love hairlines. So that is giving me about like 20 hours on the back of my head that I can save. Ugh. So it will totally help you know what you're getting, because that is basically at the end of the game what you need to know. You need to know what you're getting, and you need to know what you can offer your clients. So knowing your laces, knowing what they can do, and also test them out. Like, guys, test them out. I hate to tell everyone, but every wig that I personally make, I try on. All of them. If you do follow me on Instagram, you know I love to try on my wigs. I might not look good, but you know I will rock one, all right? Yeah, so that is my podcast about lace. You know, this is the foundation. There are places that make full foundations. You could just use those and then, you know, front it on the other. You can do anything. But I want you to do your homework. I don't want you to just to trust someone. I've been screwed over so many times that way. Guys, right now, my old manufacturer, $9,000 he has. I don't have the wigs. I'm waiting. Refund. That's why, okay, another, I'm just going to throw it out there. Use PayPal, okay? Use PayPal when you're paying for items overseas, okay? I'm telling you, it has saved my tuchus many of time. Because some people think they're wig makers and they make wigs out there and all this, and it is not the case. So please, whatever you do, open up a PayPal account, get it, I don't use PayPal. Because you can fight things more. Back on target. Because truthfully, we're buying all this stuff. And then, like, you need to talk about bulk pricing. You know? So then what you do is you and 5 of your best wig makers, you go in and you buy a full ream of lace. All right? So you can then make even more profit on it because you're just splitting it between the 4 of you. You know? Like, I know people on Broadway, they go in and they'll buy... We never used to have laces like this. So for theater, they would actually use a mesh scrim that they would use for backdrops. So they would take that lace, and it's, you know, it's literally like at least 5 feet long, you know, on a big roll of like 200 feet. You know what I mean? Not one wig designer is going to use that much lace. So what they would do is they would like, oh, I'm going to do an order once a year. Are you in? You know, and then you pay however much to buy that. And then you just split it all up and you just, you know, do it, do your thing with it. So you can definitely do that. I know now there are a lot of places that do, you know, yards. You know, they sell by the yard. But I'm like, I want to roll. I want to be able to pull. I want to be able to cut. I want to feel. Especially once I like it, you better not change it. Better not change it. No changing. I get so mad. So yeah. So I'm going to try to come out with like my manufacturer's list. But once again, it changes too, guys. Because if I find something better, I'm going to try it. You know, I still do. If I see like a good deal on Amazon for some lace, you know, I'll buy it. But then, of course, it's never the same. And then I go back to buy it again. Never there. So that's why tried and true. You need to make sure you know the quality you're getting, what you're going to get, how you're going to work with it. Remember, you have to work with it. So you want to buy the material that is going to set you up for success. You want to have the lace that you know is going to blend into their forehead. If you are going to be refronting a wig for these people, listen to me. Like their crowds, the mad crowds are coming for our wigs. For these clients, you want to know that they're going to put it on and they're going to be like, where's the lace? That's the key. And you know, no baby hairs. Just want to put my little plug. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I do have two brand new books that just came out, guys. They are Wigging Out and The Business Behind Wigs. Make sure you get your copies today. There is a full ventilating series that goes with it, so make sure you sign up for that. So go to danielcoyeducation.com and become one of the wig hackers and follow me on all my other social medias. I'm so excited to see you, and we are going to hack these wigs. So spread a little sparkle on your lives, and don't forget, work smarter, not harder. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.